Okay, Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah brought down that if one ate chaylev v'chaylev, ochal chaylev v'chaylev v'helam achas, einoi chayev elo achas. So the Gemara is going on that ochal chaylev v'chaylev v'helam achas, maski florav zero. Amai einu chayev alachata chatasachas. Why you only chayev one? V'hobeiz zeisei chaylev ochal. Now this Rav Zeira sounds very strange. It sounds like we didn't start learning krisis yet. Rav Zeira says, I don't understand. He ate two kazesim. We already had a mesechta full of haloma achas te halomis. And we learned that in order to be chayev another chatas, you need another haloma. That's what separates the chiyuvei chatois. How many halomos you have? What's Rav Zeira's question? I mean, you could say he asked this question before that was known. It's very, very not mistaver. So the Gemara answers, "Amli abaya halomos machalkus," which is the olive base, right? Halomos machalkus. And now it's one haloma. Haloma chodiga. Okay. Ika de makshile. Some is the other way around. The opposite. Time de halamachas. It's mashma. Why you chayv only one chatas if you had two pieces of chaylev? Because one haloma. Hoshte haloma is chayv shtayim. Am I? Shem chaylev echadu. It's one chaylev. So this Ikad Amri holds the opposite. That the question really was, why you chayev two chatois? You should only be chayev one. Right? Mamish minakotza lakotza. And we'll try to explain this Gemara that it fits with already the Yesodis that we already learned, which is that if you have separate halomas, you chayev separate chatois. We already learned that. What's new? What was Nishadash here? But we're going to tie it into the next the last sugi here. The Mishnah then said that if you ate chaylev v'dam pigul noiser, meaning if you did several averis, okay, the pashut cases you ate a kazayas a chaylev, you had a kazayas pigul, you had a kazayas noiser, you chayev for each one separate. So the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said like this, but it. Ochal chatzis zayis, ochal chatzis zayis, v'chosok ochal chatzis zayis, mimin echad chayiv mishnei minin potter. So the Mishnah basically said there's a chumra to min echad and there's a chumra to shtei min. The chumra of one min is that if you had a half a kazayis and a half a kazayis, it's mitzdarif, chayiv achatis. The chumra of shtei minim is that if you had a kazayis of each, you chayiv each one separately. So the Gemara is like this. Of course, pshita. Why in the world wouldn't you be chayev? Of course you're chayev. Says the Gemara, Omer Reish Lakish Mishun Ba'al Tudnoi Kigon She'ochal B'Shnei Tamchuin. You ate it in two Tamchuin. Okay, two separate Tamchuin. Now, Poshet Tamchuyin means, according to most of the Rishonim, the food was prepared differently. It's a different achila, meaning you had one half a kazayis, you had it roasted, and the other half a kazayis, you had boiled. So there's two types of eatings. Why should that make a chiluk? Halachically makes no difference. You could eat it raw also. I mean, raw, you may have a problem, shaloika derech achila. You may be potter completely if it's shaloika derech achila. It makes no chiluk in halacha how you eat it. You can purate it. You can do whatever you want. Yichayev. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Alibid Rabbi Shua, the Omer Tamchuyin Mechulakim." Rabbi Shua has a chiddush. We're going to learn about him later on. Rabbi Shua holds that if somebody had six kazesim of chaylev, and each one was prepared differently, it's a different achila. This is roast, boiled. You chayiv each one separately, even though it was one haloma. It was one forgetting. You still chayiv each one separately. So what the Gemara is saying is, that's what the Mishnah's case is. The Mishnah's case is, you had a half a kazayis chayiv roasted, and a half a kazayis chayiv boiled. So now, Rabbi Yeshua says, that if you had a kazayis of each, you'd be chayiv too, meaning the way it's prepared separates the achila, right? So I would use it also l'kula. Meaning if we're treating the way it's prepared as two minim, so now if you have a half a kazayis of prepared in one way and you have a half a kazayis prepared another way, so it's like two minim, then I'm mitzaref.
Ha'alim in Rabbi Yeshua, d'amah tamchim v'chulakim, ma'u d'teima, ki yom Rabbi Yeshua lo'ishno l'kula v'lo'ishno l'chumra, k'mash mu'on v'chayev.
Very difficult Gemara. As difficult as Rabbi Yeshua is, the Gemara is making Rabbi Yeshua even more difficult. Rabbi Yeshua is very difficult to understand. Why should it make a difference how you prepare the food? As it's irrelevant to the Isser, whether the food is prepared, roasted, or boiled, or whatever. It makes no difference. For some reason, Rabbi Yeshua holds it is critical. And the way it's prepared creates a divisiveness within the tzil, that it can't be mitzvah. So then obviously it's got to go in both directions. How could it go l'chumra, not l'kula? That doesn't make sense. Mamon shach. As it is, Rabbi Yeshua is telling us a tremendous chiddush, but now the Gemara wants to sell us that Rabbi Yeshua is saying a chiddush that's kemat not shayach to explain. So you're bringing chulin ba'azor. When you bring an extra carbon, it's not just a chumra. If you bring another chatas, that's not just a chumra, that's a kula. It's chulin ba'azola. So the only way to explain bringing another chatas is if we say it's definitive. You're decisively chayiv two chatois. It's not like Rabbi Yeshua could tell us, well, I don't know. I mean, that's normally in Shas what it would mean. L'kula l'chumra in Shas normally would mean you have a safek. So l'chumra oma, l'kula loyoma. That would be the sensible way to explain it, normally. But by us, it doesn't work, because here Rabbi Yeshua is saying you chayiv to bring two chatois. That's not a kula. That's not a chumra, that's a kula too. So it must be that Rabbi Yeshua holds, without any doubt, that if the korban was prepared, if the meat was prepared differently, it makes it decisively as a separate min. So then it shouldn't be mitzvah. Shouldn't be mitzvah. And now he's vaita giving us another kula, bringing chulin ba'azara now. You had a half a kazayis chaylev of one min, you have a half a kazayis of another min, so you really don't have a shear. And now you're bringing chulin ba'azara. Let me ask you a different shayla. What would be if a guy has a suffix if he's chayev a korban? He doesn't bring one, except for Hashem Toli, there's a certain type, chaticha mishtei chatichas. There's a case where you're chayiv in Oshem Toli. But otherwise, you're not chayiv. What? What? Yeah, because there's and Oshem Toli is also. Where there's a Gilu Yakro, so then there's a Gilu Yakro. Without a Gilu Yakro, you would not bring. Not only would you not. Really, there are two reasons. There are two reasons why a person wouldn't bring a chatas misofik. Number one, it wouldn't be called Hoydai Elov. You have to know that you chayev a chatas. Number one, you wouldn't be chayev al tzchida hilav. And number two, it's a suffik chulin ba'azora. Except Oshem Toloi. Or like David said, if you have a suffik later, by a suffik later, there's such a shita. If you have a suffik later, so then we had earlier that you chayev a chatas. Even there, it's not a real chiv, we said, right? It's only to be metayer you. That's why if you have 10 sfeikit leidus, you only bring one. But we'll leave that on the side. Al kuponim, that's what comes out from here. So it's very difficult what the Gemara is saying here. Okay. Says the Gemara like this. Ikad Amgah, Some say the other way around. Al Sefer, going on the Sefer. The Mishnah says Mishnei Minim Potter. Meaning the simple reading of the Mishnah is you had a half a kazayas chelev and a half a kazayas noiser. So you don't bring a korb. Says the Gemara Peshitta. Omer Yesh Lakish Mishimbat Et Noi Kegoyin She'ochloi B'Shnei Tamchuin. It doesn't really mean Shtei Minim. It doesn't mean chelev and noiser. It means chelev and chelev, but a half a kazayas roasted and a half a kazayas boiled. Okay, so this makes it a little better at least. Still a strange Havamina, but okay, Havamina would be that he's only saying it Lachumra. Kamash Malan, he's even saying it Lakula. Okay. Now let's get to Chatzi Shir here. Mibez Minim Potter. The Mishnah said, if you have two minim, you're potter. My mi beis minim, mi minachot. V'amai koru le beis minim, why are you calling it two minim? Mishim da'och lo'i be'beis tamchuyim. Uktani potter. Alma, we see lo'ishna l'kula, lo'ishna l'chumra, komar abishua, still holds you potter. So now we go back to the reish, and now we have a problem. Because the beginning, we wanted to learn that with the whole, you know, the tamchuyin, the Gemara says, the sefer minachal shnei tamchuyin. The fact that now you're telling me that the shtei minim here means shtei tamchuyin, so now the reisha also has to be that way. Reisha minachal v'tamchuyachot. So now we're back to a pella. Originally we wanted to say, you know what, when it says in the Mishnah, chelev and chelev, it really means shtei tamchuyim. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That shtei tamchuyim, you're still chayev. But now, based on the way we're explaining the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so we're actually coming out that shtei tamchuyim is shtei minim. So now when the Mishnah said, ochal chelev v'chelev chayev, it has to be talking about tamchuyim. So now we're back to the tzmamish mamish apliyah. So what's the chiddush? Pshit. Says the Gemara, so now it must be tamchuyachot. Reisha minechot means tamchuyachot. Pshit. Omer Rabina, kegoin shehoyselo yediyah ben otay. He had a yediyah in the middle. He had a yediyah in the middle. Valibe de Rabban Gamliel. The Omer ein yediyah lechatzi shiur. Rav Gamliel holds there's no yediyah in the middle of a shir, meaning if somebody has a yediyah before he's chayav achatas, he only did a half a shir. That yediyah is commanded less, and it's like he didn't have it, and therefore we don't consider it. So we look at it just like one long haloma, you chayav achatas. Well, you found out you did something wrong. You forgot it was Shabbos, right? You wrote one letter. Then you said, oh, it's Shabbos. Then again, you forgot it was Shabbos, wrote a second letter. That's Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. The Tanan, HaKoisiv Shtei Oisiyos B'Shtei Alomo Yisachas Shachris V'Achas Alvis. If somebody wrote two letters on Shabbos, and he forgot twice, he had a recollection in the middle. One he did in the morning, one he did in the evening before Shkia. Rav Gamliel mechayev achachomim poitrim. Rav Gamliel says yechayev, achom say yepot. Rav Gamliel savar ein yediyah lechatzi shir, v'rabbanon savri yesh yediyah lechatzi shir. Rav Gamliel holds that this yediyah you have in the middle doesn't count. It's as though you didn't have it. And the chachomim argue. Now the Rambam paskins actually like the chachomim. If you look in the Ma'amakoymus here, Perek Vav Alocha Ches, the Rambam writes Beferish Ochal Kachatzi Zayis V'Noidaloi V'Chozar V'Shochach V'Ochal Kachatzi Zayis Acher Behelum Sheni Poto Sharei Noidaloi Benotayim V'Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shia V'Chein
Kosa voisachas b'shabes b'shkoga v'neid aloi. V'choza v'shochach v'kosa voishnias mucholoi b'elam sheni. Potum mikom l'chatas v'hen kol kuyetzim. Okay. Rambam brings down this halacha also in Ilcha Shabbos Perek Yudches Halacha Chof Gimel Hamotzi Chatzi Shir Poto V'chein Kol Oisim Melochem En Hamelochas Chatzi Shir Poto Hoitzi Chatzi Shir V'nichay V'choz Voitzi Chatzi Acher Chayev. Now here again the Magid Mishnah learns that we're talking about here that there was no Yidi in the middle, because if there was, if you look, then it would be a problem. V'chei nikel shem hoysa lo yidiya l'chatzi shir v'kivam mitzav l'chigom o etzor v'chei nikel shem hoysa lo yidiya l'chatzi shir v'yesh yidiya l'chatzi shir. So it has to be that there was no Yidi in the middle. That's how he learns the Chiddush. But clearly, when you look at the Rambam by us, the Rambam in the Chishgogas clearly views this as a separate Chiddush. The Magid Mishnah is putting it together. But clearly, the Rambam in the Chishgogas views that he's telling us two Chiddushim. Because otherwise, the Rambam could have listed 36 Chayvei Krisis cases of Chatzi Shir. He, for some reason, he feels that Shabbos is another Chiddush. One Chiddush in Hilchos Shgogos for Achila, and one Chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos. For some reason, the Rambam views this as two separate Chiddushim. It's clear from the Rambam. Now again, the Magid Mishnah is learning it's the regular din of Ein Yedi'ah Chatzi Shir, and I'm not saying it's not, but I clearly see from the Rambam that the Rambam views this as two separate Chiddushim. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had to list it. The fact that he lists one din of Ein Yedi'ah L'Chatzi Shir, specifically by Achila, and another din of Ein Yedi'ah L'Chatzi Shir by Yesh Yedi'ah L'Chatzi Shir by Shabbos, means the Rambam views this as two separate ideas. So, the first thing to analyze here is, why did the Rambam go and paskin not like our Gemara? Our Gemara is coming out that the only way to learn our Mishnah is Alibi de Ram Gamliel. That's the only way to learn our Mishnah. Because our Gemara is bothered, Och al-Chelev, Chelev, Belamachas Chayev, of course you're Chayev. The Gemara says the only way to learn our Mishnah, the Shtei Tam Chuyin we already threw out, because we were forced to learn the Sefer, Shtei Tam Chuyin Alibi de Rabbi Yeshua. So the Reisha is going like Ram Gamliel. Yeah? So the only way, the only conclusive way our Gemara could learn our Mishnah is Alibi de Ram Gamliel. And you had a Yidi in the middle, and in spite of the fact that you had a Yidi in the middle, you're still Chayev Achatas. So the Rambam basically is paskening not like the stump of the Gemara. Exactly. Which is against the rules that we have in Kol HaShas. If you have a Stam Mishnah, the halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. And the Gemara now makes that the Ukimta, the only way to learn our Mishnah, is Alibi de Ram Gamliel. And the Das Chachamim are not even brought down in Bechlal in our Mishnah. So really, it's many of the Achronim ask this Kasha, the Hayosho and others, Maser Rikeach, why the Rambam Paskin not like our Sugya? So, I want to share with you an idea which I think this will go through the whole sugya, give us clarity in the whole sugya. We asked from the beginning what was going on with Rabbi Zeira. What was Rabbi Zeira thinking? Then we wanted to understand what's going on with Rabbi Yeshua, Tamchuyim. And how could there possibly be a difference between Lekula and Lechumla, which the Gemara at the end comes out that in fact there is no difference. The Gemara comes out, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumla, which is what we said is logical. That's the way it should be.
should be taka bein lekula bein lechumra. But you see clearly from the Gemara, there's, according to one lashon in the Gemara, there is a difference. And even according to the other lashon of the Gemara, there's a havamina of a difference. What's pshat in that? And then we have to understand this from Gamliel of Chatzishir and why the Rambam paskens like from Gamliel and what's the difference between Shabbos and Shkogos. So I think really there's a chaloy mechad here. There's one beer. And that is like this. We know for sure that there's the Chi of Kolben, definitely comes because a person went and he did an Issa, a Mais Avera, that if you did B'mezid, you chayev a Koras. If you do B'shogeg, you chayev a Chadas. It's a consequence for the Mais Avera that one did. We also know that in order to be chayev a Chadas, you need to have Aloma. That we know as well. Unquestionably, you need Aloma too. Rav Zera came into the Gemara, and Rav Zera, at least in the beginning of the Gemara, the first Lashon of the Gemara, Rav Zera didn't understand if somebody ate chalev and chalev, why would he be chayev one? He should be chayev two. He said it's a plea. What do you mean? Rav Zera didn't know the concept of halomas? So I want to explain to you very simple. There are really two ways to learn halomas. One, it's everybody's maskim. If we go to the end of the Gemara, it's also the same thing. Because the Chachamim base everything on Yediyah and Halama. Everything. That's why if you had a Yediyah in the middle, everything's thrown out. Simplistically, we would learn that Rav Gamliel holds differently. Rav Gamliel holds that the reason why a Yediyah makes you chai of another chatas, it's for a different reason. It's not because the idea is a mafsik. It's not because when you have knowledge, all of a sudden the act gets split. No. Rav Gamliel holds very simple. He holds that in order for a chatas to work, right, it has to be that you weren't already chai of a chatas. If you're already chayev a chatas, you can't use that chatas now for another avera. So according to Rav Gamliel, it's very practical. Somebody wrote on Shabbos two letters. Right? And then he remembered it was Shabbos. At that moment, he's chayev a chatas. So now the chapter is turned. It's not a question that the idea is a mafsik. You didn't hear what I just said. I said a person wrote two letters on Shabbos. And then he remembered it was Shabbos. Now he's chayev chatas. So now the page is turned. He's chayev chatas. Now he writes another two letters. He can't bring the chatas that he's already mechuyev. He's already mechuyev. That would be like trying to be yetzer. Another avera or one chayev chatas. Chayev chatas was already. Just like very similar to the din. That means if I have a korban that's from Maisa Behema, I have to bring it from Maisa. I can't use that korban for another obligation. It's already spoken for. So Rav Gamliel holds the idea is not a hefsek, but the idea is a conclusion. There's a chiv. Once the chiv is here, so you can't use a chatas now for another one. It's too late. Push it too late. But if you had a yediyah after you wrote one letter, you're not chayev a chatas yet. So what's the problem? You had a yediyah, okay. So fine, so you had a yediyah. The yediyah is only critical for the chayev chatas. The yediyah is not a hefsek. The only thing significant about a yediyah is that a yediyah makes a conclusionary chayev chatas. That's all the idea does. So therefore, this is a simplistic way to understand Rav Gamliel. Therefore, if you had an idea after you wrote one letter, it's insignificant. So when you had an idea, it's meaningless. So now you know that you wrote a letter. Okay, fine. So what? So therefore now, that's why Rav Gamliel holds. If a guy now forgot again it was Shabbos, and he wrote a second letter, he's chayev. What are you telling me? 1 second, there was a idea in the middle. Yediyah is not a hefsek. The chiyuv chatas is a hefsek. The yediyah triggers a chiyuv chatas. Now there's a chiyuv chatas. You can't use that chatas now for something you did in the future.
Doesn't he have to have another yediyah?
Of course he needs another yediyah.
Why?
Because he'll never become Chayav Echadus. He can write letters for the rest of his life. If he's never going to find out that he did it, he won't be Chayav Echadus. What? He'll need a Yediyah sometime in lifetime to be Chayav Echadus. But according to Rav Gamliel, a Yediyah is completely insignificant to whether it's one act or two acts or 10 acts or 20 acts. It's not relevant, Bechlal. The only thing that Yediyah does triggers a Chayav Echadus. Then there's a ripple effect. Once there's a Chayav Echadus, so now you can't use that Chayav for something that you didn't do yet. Your Chayav Echadus already. Now you did another out there. What do you want? You're not Chayav Echadus. So the idea you had after you wrote one letter or after you ate a half a kazayas, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant because nothing happened. You're not Chayav Echadus. The Chachamim argue, obviously, because the Chachamim hold Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shiur. Right? So the Chachamim argue. What is the pivotal aspect of the Machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold that the idea is not just a conclusion to the Chayav Echadus, but the idea is actually a hefsek. Really, what I'm telling you in Rav Gamliel is pashut. The Chachamim really need to bring a mocker to what they're saying. What's the mocker? Rav Gamliel, I think, is simple. Rav Gamliel says, the pasuk says, Hoy de'el of chatosai. As soon as you have knowledge, you become Chayav Echadus. At that point, you're Chayav Echadus. So you can't count that for the future. The Chachamim need to justify their opinion. They're coming, they're being Mechadish. They're saying, you know what? You could do a letter in the morning and you could do a letter 12 hours later. You're Chayav Echadus. No hefsek. But all of a sudden, if you had a Yediyah in the middle, that's it. It breaks off the two. Where'd they get that from? The Teretz is, the Chachamim hold that the whole Avera that you're Chayav Echadus for is really for the Shkoga. And this was what we analyzed at the beginning of the Masechta. We said there's actually three ways to learn. But we broke it up to two main ways. Everybody agrees you need a Shkoga. No question. If you don't have a Shkoga, you're not Chayav. Everybody agrees. And everybody agrees you need a Ma'is Avera. If you just were a Shogeg, you never did Avera, you're Potter. Everybody agrees. The question is, are they both forging together the obligation? They're both together building this obligation of a Chayav Echadus. Or is really the Chayav Echadus primarily the Shkoga? The Shkoga which leads to a Ma'isa that you did. But you really Chayav for the Shkoga. A Shkoga which leaves off with a Ma'isa of Chayav Echadus, you Chayav. The Shkoga is the main part of the Chayav. Why you Chayav? The other way to look at it is, no, really, the Chayav is for the Avera. It's just that if you were amazed, you're not ready to bring a Korban. And if you were an Oynes, not your fault. So the only way to fit you into a guy who brings a Korban is you have to be a Shogeg. But the Shogeg is just a way to put you in the perfect spot to be worthy of a Chatas. But the Chatas is you were Mechal Shabbos, you Chayav Echadus. Not because you were a Shogeg. You're Chayav Echadus because you're Mechal Shabbos in a way that you're not Chayav Misa and you're not off the hook. There was some level of negligibility. So you fit the... So we're being Mechayav Echadus because you were Mechal Shabbos. The other way to learn is no, we're being Mechayav Echadus really for the Shkoga. The Shkoga is triggering the obligation. But the Shkoga which leads to nothing, no Chayav. Now, if you hold that the Shkoga is the Mechayev, let's just take a step back, then it's self-understood that if you have two Shkogas, it's not just a Hefsik, it's two separate things. Because the whole Chiyev is only for the Shkoga. So if I had a Shkoga of a Chatzi, and another Shkoga of another Chatzi, so I have nothing to bring a Korban on. If the Mice is the critical piece, then we understand. If the mice is the Yikir, then we understand. But if the mice is not the ikar, the main thing is the shkaga. So if you had one shkaga and then you were corrected, and then you had another shkaga, so then of course it's two separate shkagas. So now there's only one shkaga of a chatzishir and another shkaga of a chatzishir. So of course you're parted from a kol. That is the simple explanation as to why the Chachamim hold yesh yedil chatzishir. So simplistic, and I hold this is simple. Simplistically, Rav Gamliel argues with that. But I don't want to say that Rav Gamliel argues with that. I'm going to tell you a different shot on Rav Gamliel. But simplistically, Rav Gamliel argues with that. And that's why Rav Gamliel holds that we don't care that you had two shkagas. According to Rav Gamliel, you had a kazayas achelav? Yes. Were you negligent? Yes. Were you amazed? No. Fine, you fit the whole criteria. Chayav achatas. That's all. Simple. Easy. Now, this whole thing is built on one idea, and that is that we're assuming that when you have the idea in the middle of the chatzishir, that idea is significant. Meaning we view that as a idea, and therefore we view the continuation as another halama. How do we define a idea and a halama? How do we define that? So Lamosha, a guy who forgets that there are 36 creases, and he does all 36 of them, he's chayiv 36. That was the first mishnah we had, right? That was the whole gemara. Why does it say 36? To tell you chayiv each one, even if you do ba'alam achas. Why you talk a chayiv if it's ba'alam achas? Now, if the whole chayiv is only the shkoga, so why talk a chayiv? The answer is very simple. The answer is that how do we decide if it's one halama or more than one halama? So one way is practical. Person forgot it was Shabbos, then he remembered it was Shabbos. Okay, so he forgot. He forgot and remembered. Right, that's one way. Or he forgot it was Shabbos, he did 10 malachas. So it was one, forget it. There's another way to look at a halama. The other way to look at a halama is every time you have an opportunity to know something, you have a new opportunity to know something, and you don't, that's another halama. In other words, you forgot one tesis, now you forgot another tesis, right? So that's a new tesis that you forgot. That's a new forgetting. The same tesis you forgot, and you still don't remember it. It's one forgetting. You forgot the tesis. Forgot one tesis, now you forgot a second tesis. Second tesis is something you could remember without knowing the first tesis. So by definition, that's called a new thing. So when you have 36 separate averis, each avera is a potential for you to know that independently of knowing the other one. And therefore we view it, even though you say, well, I woke up not knowing about any of the averis, we say, well, one second. You forgot A, you forgot B, you forgot C, you forgot D. You say, but it was one forgetting. It wasn't one forgetting. Because by definition, each one of these things could be remembered independent of the other one. This also explains to us Gufan. How does Gufan Chalukas work? Gufan Chalukas, if a person lives with another woman, one neither, then a second neither. Oh, now we say it's a Yechayev 2. What's Pshat? If the whole Chiv Chatas is telling you how long. Why you chayiv? The teretz is, we view the new body, the new entity, as another opportunity for you to remember. Something's different here. Something was reawakened that gave you an opportunity to remember, and you didn't. Again, you chayiv. That's the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. Comes Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says that when you have a tamchui, when you eat the meat, just like if you had two nidus. And now if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense already. If you had two nidus, if you had one woman as a nidah, and you were with her 10 times, but if there were 10 nidus, then you chayiv each one separate. Now it's true, it's Gzeiras HaKosov, but we have to understand Gzeiras HaKosov. That means in spite of the fact that you only chayiv a chatas for forgetting, and that's why if you have one long forgetting, you only chayiv one chatas. But if you lived with the same woman 10 times, one chatas. If you live with her and another nida, three chatas. Why? The only way logically to explain it is that every time there's another isha here, there's a reawakening, a potential reawakening, and we could therefore categorize it as another halama. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That I hold that gufan chalukas is not a chiv on its own. Gufan chalukas is an extension to how we categorize halamas. Now there's another goof. Okay. So you forgot again? There's another lady you've forgotten about nida. Right? Just like at the end of the day when you remember, a guy lived with one nida, forgot that there was an isser nida, or didn't verify that she was a nida, whatever the halama was, right? And then all of a sudden he woke up. Okay. How did he wake up? Something awakened him, right? Something awakened him. So gufan chalukas is a halachic reawakening point. So you forgot again that there's an isser nida. Okay, we're gonna another halama. We don't connect the halama of one lady with the halama of lady B. One second, comes Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, just like Leah and Rachel and Bilhah and Zilpah are separate entities which are trigger a new concept of halama. So roast, boil the whole new type of achila. So wake up. You have an opportunity to snap you, to pinch your cheeks. Pinch yourself, wake up. So you didn't. Okay, I understand. That's another halama.
Does it matter?
If you think about it, by meat, in order for it to be considered a new goof, Mecha taste it should have to be, in other words, how are you going to say gufa chalukas? What about tempeh hemes? I ask you a different question. You have a piece of chela from this behemoth, another piece of chela from this behemoth, another piece of chela from this behemoth. How many chatoyos are you chayv? One. Are you chayv one? Why? What do you mean gufa chalukas? Same as by nevis too. I don't mean to make any analogy has shown from Isha to Behemoth. Need the Aleph, need the Beis, need the Gimel. Right? Same Isha. Need the Aleph, need the Beis, need the Gimel. If somebody lives with need the Aleph, need the Beis, and need the Gimel, three chatois. Halama achas, three chatois. Right? Chel of Aleph, Chel of Beis, Chel of Gimel. How many chatois? Why? Yes. We only find gufan chalukas by an elva. We don't find gufan chalukas where the chalav is coming from. The tenets is that a piece of meat is a piece of meat. It's not enough of an identity change to create this new aloma. Comes to Rabbi Yeshua says emes. Chel of A, Chel of B, Chel of C is all the same, but roasted and boiled and this, that's Shana Nayavach. How do you connect to a piece of meat? By the way, it's prepared. How do you identify, oh, this meat is completely different than that meat? Which behemoth it's from? No. You identify it by how it's prepared. So Rabbi Yeshua basically takes the Guf and Chalukas concept and he accurately adjusts it to behemoth. That's all. It's like Glatta Zach. Once you connect the goof on the alomis, it's very glatta what Rabbi Yeshua was saying. That's the concept. And therefore, it's very understandable why our Gemara held that it could be, since it's only an opportunity for you to be reawakened, it's not that it's a separate isser. It's another opportunity for you to be awakened. So that's only a sibah to be mechayev you achatas. Who says it's a reason to pater you from achatas? I'm just explaining to you what the back and forth in the Gemara is. Who says that should be another? The Gemara had a havamina or even a maskana according to one lashon, makes sense, because the Gemara is clearing that maybe all it is really is an opportunity for you to wake up. Okay, so you kept on sleeping. Okay, so what? So now you're potter from a chatas because you woke up a half hour later. We wanted you to wake up in the middle here. You didn't. Okay, you woke up at the end. So now we're going to make you potter. It's not that Rabbi Yeshua is coming to say that a roasted piece of meat and a boiled piece of meat are two averes. That's not what he's trying to say. He's trying to say a roasted piece of meat and a boiled piece of meat is another opportunity for you to wake up. So you didn't. Okay, so you didn't. That's the Gemara. That's the tzad of the Gemara. Or do we say no? It's such an awakening point that we step that it's like two separate forgettings. It's like it's kielu. You did wake up in the middle, but that's a different. We understand the two tzadim here. It's not so partial what the Gemara is saying. We understand the two tzadim. Now, what I want to explain to you is like this. So now we go to Reb Zeir. We know by chaylev this chaylev shala daken. This chalev shala kloyus, there's all different types of chalovim. And therefore, Reb Zeir had a havamina to say that chalev a chalev could be considered two separate things. Two separate halamas. Some achronim actually ask it for a kasha. They ask, why don't we look at chalev shala daken as one and chalev shala kloyus as two? Meaning, depending where the chalev is, there's different chalovim. And that was Reb Zeir's question. How far does this? And the Gemara Teretz says, no, the Haloma goes by the shame Aver, not by the shame of the Kloyus. Because we could technically view it as Chelev Shaladak and Chelev Shakloyus. It's two different things. Now, when we get to the Reb Gamliel, Reb Gamliel, I think, we could say, agrees with the Chacham, Be'etzim. He agrees with the Chacham, with one deviation. Reb Gamliel says that really I'm asking to you. If I would view this as two separate halamas, I'm asking to you. But I don't view it as two halamas. You know why not? Because I hold chatzi shir mutter minator. Chatzi shir mutter minator. So if you hold chatzi shir as mutter minator, when you have the idea in the middle that you wrote one letter, or you have the idea in the middle that you had a half a kezias, you bechlal didn't have a yediyas chet. You didn't have a yediyas chet bechlal. It's in that area that Ram Gamliel argues, and that's what Ram Gamliel says. You know what? That yediyah really agrees to the chachamim that the chi of chatas is based on Shkoga, and therefore if there'll be a new halama, it should be a hefsik. But chatzi shir is mutter min ha-teira. Says ain't you deal with chatzi shir? It would be very clear now to me to answer Tosfos kasha. Tosfos in Masugya asks, why does he call it halamachat? Right, what did the Mishnah say? Och al chelav v'chelav v'halamachas chayiv. The Gemara says pshita. The Gemara says we're talking about the yedi in the middle. So it wasn't behelamachas. Why did the Mishnah say helamachas? It wasn't behelamachas. The Teretz is the longest of Ram Gamliel is that it is behelamachas. He's not arguing and saying that even though it was two halamos, you're still chayiv. And that's why he accurately describes it, as helamachas. Because since he holds chatzi shir is mutter min ha-teira, so what? All you have is one halama. You woke up in the middle, you said, "Oh, I taka wrote a letter on Shabbos." That's mutter. So you still didn't wake up that you did anything wrong. You woke up to what? To nothing. You woke up to nothing. So you didn't wake up. So it's one halama. Comes the Rambam. And the Rambam says, this is already machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds chatzi shir is mutter min ha-teira. Paskins like Ram Gamliel. And Rabbi Yechon and Paskins, chatzi shir is also min ha-teira. And we paskin machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, halachic Rabbi Yechon. So therefore, the Rambam had to paskin that if he had a yedi in the middle, you're potter. Because he holds chatzi shir is also. Now, there's a shaila whether the din of chatzis shir is only said by achila, or even by Shabbos and by other things. Do we say by rest of the dinei Torah chatzis shir is mutar min haTorah? Because Hamishnah has a shaila. It's a big famous shaila. That's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says not only is there a din of yesh yediyah lachatzis shir by achila, there it's simple because we pass like a b'yechana. Chatzis shir is also min haTorah. But you may think if you did a chatzis melacha, that's nothing. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Still we say yesh yediyah lachatzis shir. So the way I would touch up is that everybody holds the same here as far as Haloma. Rav Gamliel, the adjustment is that Rav Gamliel holds that the Chatzis Shir is nothing. It's nothing. And that would also explain why the Yerushalmi has a tzad to say. Listen to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Let me get you to Yerushalmi. You know, could somebody get a Yerushalmi Shabbos? Okay, thank you. Yerushalmi Shabbos is a Shiloh. If somebody goes ahead and has according to Rav Gamliel, chatzis shir b'mezid, and then a chatzis shir b'shoigik. The Mishnah here says, "Hakoysiv shtei oisiyus b'shtei alomos." This is the Mishnah, our Mishnah, but it's in Shabbos, the end of the 12th parak in Shabbos. Hakoysiv shtei oisiyus b'shtei alomos. Achad b'shachris v'achas bein arbayim. Rav Gamliel mechayev. Says the Yerushalmi, according to Rav Gamliel, Mahu ochal chatzis zayis bezodoin, the chatzis zayis bishkogo mahu sheyitzdarfu. What's the Yerushalmi talking about? What does that have to do with the machloekes from Gamliel and the Chachamim? Rav Gamliel agrees that you have to be a shoygik to be chayav a korb. You show me now the shaila. According to Rav Gamliel, who says, "Ein yediyah lachatzis shir," what would be the halach if you ate a half a kazayas chalev b'mezid, and then you had a half a kazayas chalev b'shoikik? Are you chayav a korban according to Rav Gamliel? What kind of shaila is that? First of all, what kind of shaila is that, and what does that have to do with Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim? Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim have a different shaila. If you had a yediyah in the middle of the malacha, does that separate it or not? Okay, fine. Now the Yerushalmi says, now we're going to clear, according to Rav Gamliel, if you had a half a kazayas b'mezid and a half a kazayas b'shoigig, what's the halacha? What's that have to do with that? The Teretz says, his mom is the same Yisoy. What's the reason why Rav Gamliel holds Ein Yediyah L'chatzis Shir? Because he holds the Chatzis Shir, nothing happened yet. Correct? Because he holds Chatzis Shir as Mutter. So when are you really being over the Avera? When you finish the Kazayas. And then you were shaking. But the idea was at a time when it was meaningless. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Yerushalmi comes, the Yerushalmi says, Rav Gamliel who says that if you had a Chatzis Shir, and then you knew, and then you forgot again and had another Chatzis Shir, Rav Gamliel says you got to bring a korban. Because he holds the idea you had in the middle is not significant. So Yerushalmi now has a shaila. What about if somebody would be amazing and half the malacha? Right? And then he'd be a shaygig on the other half. What do you mean? There you still have a problem. You didn't have a kazayas bishkoga. Why would Yerushalmi think that according to Rav Gamliel over there you should be chayav a korban? You're not a shaygig. Rav Gamliel's whole point is we take the half of Kazayas that you had b'shoigik and the other half of Kazayas that you had b'shoigik and we link them. They're linked. See, chay b'chatas. Now you have a runaway train. A half of Kazayas b'mezid. Okay, bye. You're not chay b'chatas for mezid. Kol tov l'chayim l'shon. That's gone. Now you had half a kazayas b'sheker. Okay, mazel tov. So you had half a kazayas b'sheker. Why would a gamliel say chayiv? But the way we're learning it's very poshut. Because the whole reason why Rav Gamliel says en yedi l'chatzi shir is because he holds a chatzi shir is not an avera b'chlal. So if it's not an avera, you're not amazed. What are you amazed about? You can't be amazed on something that's mutter. That's the shayla of the Yerushalmi. At least we understand the shayla. So Yerushalmi says, oh, Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel's main point is that a half a kazayas is not significant enough that if you know you did it, that it's even called you know you did an avera. So if that's the case, if you're amazed, it may be also. That's the shayla precisely of the Yerushalmi. All I'm saying is that if from Gamliel and the Chachamim have no dispute about how to view a chatzi shir being a ma'aseh avera, then the Yerushalmi shayla makes no sense. The Yerushalmi shayla only makes sense if there's an inherent machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim, how to view a chatzi shir. Rav Gamliel views a chatzi shir as not a ma'aseh avera. Chachamim will hold it is a ma'aseh avera. Oh, so now we can clear. There is a shkoga. I don't need the first half. The first half is mutter. The avera is chal at the end. And at that point, I'm a shogeg. No! The term mazen and shogeg, that's the shayla of the Yerushalmi. Perhaps, according to Rav Gamliel, the decision factor of shogeg or mazen can only be chal and attached when the shem avera is chal. That's the point. According to the Chachamim, the avera is accumulating. So then you could say the shogeg is required during the accumulation process. But according to Rav Gamliel, the chatzi shir is not even an avera. It's just a tanai. If it's not there, then you can't be chayav for the end. Right? I mean, let's go to a deeper level. Let's go to a deeper level. What's the machlokes of Yechon Mishlokish? Reb Yechon Gufa says chatzi shir is also minatoyer the chazi litz to gufa. Reb Yechon says I'll prove to you chatzi shir is awesome. Because why are you chayav at the end? You only chayav at the end because you did a kazayas worth of Issen. What does Reish Lakish say? No. The beginning is just a tanai, to be chayav for the end. The chayav is the end. The Mamela from Gamliel holds that way, so the Yerushalmi now as a shayla, maybe, not for sure, maybe, shogeg also is only defined by the end. All I'm saying is that if the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim has nothing to do with how we define the first half, then the Yerushalmi Shaila makes no sense. Because that's precisely the Yerushalmi Shaila. The Yerushalmi jumps from Ein Yedi L'Chatzi Shir to a completely new Shaila about how do we view the first Kazayas if you were amazing. What does that have to do with Gamliel L'Chacham? Yeah, that is no machlokes. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, boys. Next week we're going to be doing the Mitzvah Shem. We're going to be doing Achilas Pras. So the Mishnah from Yud Beis Amud Beis here, the Mishnah to the two dots on top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where it says Ochal Oichlim Tameim. Okay. Let me just give you the. The Rambam here is in, should be looking up the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Bias Mikdash Halacha Aleph, and Rashi in Shabbos of Ayin Beis. You know what, we'll put it down, it's Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, but we'll put it into the,
You're not making any distinction between by Guven Chalokas by Nidah. Are you making a distinction between what the Shkaga was, whether the Shkaga was I forgot that there's such a thing as Nidah, or I forgot
that's
that
no difference.
Makes a difference. It's easier to understand, I think, if you forgot that this if you didn't know that this woman was a Nidah, And then he goes to a second woman. He didn't know she was in it. Then there's it's easy to see the opportunity was, well, you could have found out about that. You didn't know about
exactly.
This woman. You could have found, but you're saying it goes even further. Even if the shkog was, he forgot about Nida Bechlal.
That's the chiddush of Guf and Chalukas.
Even if he forgot about Nida Bechlal,
that's the chiddush of Guf and Chalukas. Everybody agrees that's the chiddush of Guf.
Uh-huh.
No, so, in your first case, that's not the chiddush of Guf.
It's pretty Chalukas. Obvious.
That's two shkogas.
Yeah, two shkogas. So here, even though it's the what he forgot was, he forgot that there's such a thing as Nida. He had another opportunity. In other words, he should have woken up.
However you have a flashback in life, yeah. There are things that flashback.
Things that trigger it. That should have triggered it.
And that there's no machlokes, because everybody agrees, another woman is another opportunity for you to remember. I mean, every ma'aseh is another opportunity for you to remember.
Right, right.
But the Torah qualified and said, l'chayiv al kol isha v'isha. All I'm saying is it's not a naked gzeres hakasim. It attaches to halama. Right. The Torah basically said, the new woman we view as a new halama. That's
it. Good. The deal he made from the Rambam was that from that one Rambam where he said two, or from the fact that he said it again in Hilchos Shabbos?
No.
It's the fact that he said it in the same Rambam. He said he listed two things. Yeah. Okay. Sure.